Konbanwa, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the clubhouse. Yes, I am back. I got some Red Bull. I am full of energy. Yeah. How are you guys doing? It is me, your host, who was feeling under the weather last week. It has been a long week, admittedly. It won't happen again. I'll never give the reins over to an amateur. I am back. I am back. And now, I would like to introduce my co-host, the one, the only Hizzle to the Bizzle, who is floating on cloud nine, Baba, because the Blues turned up, and boy, did they turn up. How are you feeling, dude?
I'm out here like the Bulls, man. We are out here. I keep telling you guys. Huh? I keep telling you. Don't get it twisted. Did you see how we put it together? Did you see how we put it together?
Is it still the Blues here?
Double or twice.
Do you think this competition is the Blues to lose, man?
I'm going to be critical of the Blues today, though I've got a few gripes with them over that game. But continue.
Right. And we also have the guy whose team can score a lot of points, but they still can't defend for shit.
Can't defend for shit. Listen, okay, we'll go deeper into this. We'll go deeper into that game.
The burger burner himself. The one, the only. What's your name again? Oh, shit. I forgot your name. Ruaizi. No, Dragon. Sorry. Dragon.
What's up, guys? Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Great weekend. Good Monday. So yeah, we out here. We out here doing what we do, doing what we love.
Out here. Really? Sorry.
Thanks,
pumped, man. R.I.P. DMX.
Yeah, shit, man. Damn, we old. Right. So plenty of good rugby played over the weekend. Some good results, interesting results, and let's get stuck right into it. So, first off, the Highlanders tired the Reds 40-17. I was shocked.
40-19.
Was it? Oh, sorry. What am I saying? 40-19. Shit, I was shocked.
Why? Why were you shocked? Why were you shocked? I called it, didn't I?
But Tiger.
My Super Brew will not reflect it because I made a decision. I made the stupid decision just before midnight on Thursday to change my pick, but I said it in the show.
That's why they call midnight the witching hour, though.
Oh, because clearly someone was telling me to do stupid things. But dude, I'm not surprised. Okay, I guess what it is that because the Reds won the final, everyone was expecting them to turn up and possibly, you know, give the Highlanders a hiding. But the Highlanders have always been that side that spring surprises, all right? So when I look at the game, to be honest, I think the Reds played like crap. I think they were probably still recovering from whatever they did on Saturday night after winning. But I think let's not take it away from the Highlanders either. They played a hell of a game. The guys always seem to gel when they needed to, and it's great to see. I think a result like that is good for rugby, and it's a good way to start the tournament because the other results don't really, they don't give that that confidence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah, true.
Yeah, so Highlanders, I wasn't surprised, dude. It's what we expect. They're the only side to have beat, not the only side actually. Who else did the Chiefs beat? The Saders.
Anyway, this weekend, it was New Zealand 5, Australia 0.
Was it? Hey, but it was close.
For the Chiefs, Phila. For the Chiefs.
D-Mac nearly sent us the other way. But that's exactly what I'm saying, though. When you look at
the
game.
But did I not call it, though?
You did. And that's what I... When I look at it, I see a Red side that is probably tired and didn't do what they were meant to do. Then on the other hand, I'm seeing a Chiefs side that somewhat may be complacent, but at the same time, you know, I just don't know what happened with them this weekend.
I can just sum it up for you. First of all, as I said to you, they played a Crusaders team that was playing at a hell of intensity in that final. Let's call a spade a spade. Those dudes were not playing games, okay? And also, to get up for a game after the disappointment of losing a final the next week and everything that comes with that disappointment, guys, it's very, very hard. I've experienced that. I've experienced that in my career, in my life, where you've lost a final. And then I remember we lost against CUT, and then the one game, and then we had to play against UJ, like a promo relegation game against UJ. We were up for the first 30 minutes. We were up, and then then Harold Forster and his boys came to the party, and then you're just like, shit. Okay. You start getting sluggish. It's just one of those things, man. And then the worst thing was as well, and I'm not making excuses for the Chiefs, but I did call this last week. I said they're going to have to fly 8 hours to Perth. So you've got to factor in 8 hours of travel. Your bodies are sore. And that's akin to playing a game, that amount of travel time. Your bodies are sore. It's been a hectic final. You're disappointed. That result, you can see it coming a mile away. You could see it coming a mile away.
But I think as well, when you look at when you also look at, okay, and I don't want to put the spotlight on refing, but because I also did not look at where these guys, who the refs were in the game or in the game, different games and that. But I felt like from, you know, the players had kind of adjusted, so you didn't see so much of the ref during the individual comps. But this weekend, there was a lot of riffing. There was a lot going on there. It seemed like the interpretations had changed, the way things were being blown. Some of it, that's how I saw it, you know, honestly. And I think, you know, that played a big part as well. And when I look at the Chiefs game as well, I just thought, some of this feels like they seem perplexed with some of the calls that were being made. So I don't know if that also is a factor. I mean,
to be honest with you, the reality of it is the Chiefs should have put that game away. They created chances, and it was just picking the wrong options. And fuck me, their discipline was awful. It was shocking. Yeah. It was absolutely shocking. You know, and yeah, it's, guys, don't forget, when you're playing against a force team that's had the week off, and that result was expected. It was the expected result. A bit too close for comfort, but hey, you know, it is what it is. You've gotten over the disappointment of losing a final, and that's super important. In contrast to that, I mean, you can look at the Crusaders and Brumbies game. The Crusaders didn't have their best game either, by the way. They put in fucking scratchy performance as well.
But this, you know, is what it. I mean? This is it as well. You know, is it a bit much continuously playing games at that level, and it takes its toll?
It does, but also I think the Crusaders being the Crusaders, and they're in that predicament that the All Blacks are in, where, dude, no matter who you play against, everyone is going to have their best game against you.
you just have to, dude, because they are the side to beat. So you could have the worst season ever. The worst. You could be bottom of the barrel, right? But it all will be forgiven if you beat the Crusaders. Yeah. All of it.
And that's the reality of it. And everyone tries to play their best against the Crusaders. And fuck, the Brumbies nearly drew it. And the Brumbies were well in that game. But again, like we said all year round, championship pedigree, Baba. You know, Crusaders winning that game, what was it, 31-29? Yeah. Fucking phenomenal. Phenomenal just to dig it through. And again, Richie Mo'unga, yes, all the superlatives. He is absolutely the best. I'd like to see him against a pack that's really struggling and that doesn't have monsters like Ethan Blackadder, who is a monster of a man, and that actually Ethan wasn't trying.
He's a beast.
You know, like, he's that guy where he's that weird size where you look at him first and you're like, man, then you look again, you're like, oh my goodness, this man is huge.
Massive.
Did you see? Did you see his, like, his story? Do you realize this guy 2 years ago was working a job, a 9-to-3, and then having to take time off so that he could make some training sessions and would train before going to work and things like that. You know, and so he hasn't had it easy.
That's strange, though, because I thought Todd would have at least tried to make things easier for the lighty.
I don't know, man. You know, being a legend, and he was, and Todd was a legend. So I don't know, but that guy's, he's on his way up, bro. He's on his way up to the top. It's just that it's very congested. The top is congested right now. When you look at the performances that have been put up, you know, it was nice to see. Let's be honest. Nice to see from a New Zealand perspective, but not necessarily from an Australian perspective, right? I mean, you don't want to see your winners getting challenged by 20 points, right? Then... nice to see, man.
Sorry to cut in there, but I think what really shown through, and we've been spoiled, guys, and that's the reality of it. We've been spoiled in that we have gotten used to, we actually underrate how physical the New Zealand teams are at the breakdown. Like, even just at scrum time. Well, I don't know if you saw, up until Jacobson got that red card, the way that Chiefs scrum was devouring the Force's scrum. It was not, and then the Blues, worse, what they did to the Rebels.
Dude, when Nipo and Ofa came off the bench,
This is the thing, we are literally those private school kids who are, you know, we're so used to having Mazoe instead of having, Takula.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. But I think, you know, when you're right.
Tucks win it, guys.
The Tucks win.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Last minute, kick of the game, 42-39. Phenomenal game of rugby.
Well, congrats to them. Congrats
to them.
I'll say, you know what, look, it's kind of like an eye-opener as well. You know, the first round was definitely an eye-opener. However, the second round, I think, will give us a clearer picture. You know, I mean, when you look at the Hurricanes game, and this is, I mean, that was over 100 points scored in one game.
Mm-hmm.
It was not really the display of clinical rugby, was it? It was just literally shelter shelter kind of stuff. I mean, these guys weren't even trying to exit out of their own 22. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? And these are two professional sides, dude. They like threw everything out the window. Throw out anything we know about playing rugby, basic rugby. We're just going to try and give it all for me, you know. But I think this weekend we'll probably get to see a clearer picture because the shock of the first round is gone. You kind of now have a bit of an understanding of how both countries, the teams from both countries play. I definitely think that the Reds are going to come back. The Reds are going to come back, and they're not going to. Well, I don't know if they'll win, but they'll be better than that 20 points that they took.
No, definitely. Definitely. They definitely will be. And I think, these things happen. Sometimes you don't get the performance that you expect.
Yeah.
You don't. But overall, you know, it was kind of like we knew this was going to happen. And unfortunately for the Force, whoever they're playing next, they're going to get absolutely walloped. dude, they're going to get walloped because they put everything into that game.
Yeah.
And they couldn't win it. So whoever they play against, they're going to get walloped. And it's not even going to be, I don't even think it's going to be a close score. They're going to get chired heavily.
Dude, they're the Highlanders.
Finnish. Where?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it's at the Forsyth Bar, they're fucked. Ah.
Then no that'll offense,
Forsyth. NIB Stadium.
It'll be?
NIB Stadium.
Oh, so it's in Australia. Oh,
so that's in Australia. Ah, so then they'll get lucky because, you know, that flight to Perth is real. So.
Yeah, but I think the Slanders side, you know what, they like, again, it may not be a big score, but they're going to win.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the biggest banana skin this weekend is probably going to be for the Chiefs in Hamilton, to be honest with you. That's the biggest threat. Yeah, against the Brumbies, because the Chiefs don't have a good record against the Brumbies.
Hey.
I'm just going to tell you that now. I think 2019, the Brumbies put like 50 on the Chiefs.
Quick question, Gaff. Quick question.
Mm.
After this weekend, do you prefer D-Mac starting at 10 or rather at 15 and coming in at 10 once you've tired out the team a bit and there's...
I think Gatlin deserves to start at 10.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I really thought that selection was kind of surprising.
I think Gatlin should start. Chase Tia is much better off the bench.
He is. I think sometimes he tries to do a bit much. You know, you know when he goes, he goes over the top, but he definitely does have an impact.
Yeah, true. Very true. Very true.
Does have an impact.
Yeah, and so I mean,
Blues, you're quiet today. What's happening?
I've got an issue with the Blues.
We're going to get to the most clinical team because I saw some of the Blues rugby. It was fucking phenomenal. HB, take a bow, my friend. Your team played some phenomenal rugby, I have to say.
I've been telling y'all this for a very long time. That when you call upon the Blues, okay, when you call upon the Blues, they deliver double or nothing. That's how they put it together. What you talking about? Why are you sounding surprised?
Now we're getting that useless, that nonsense.
That monologue.
Yeah.
Come on now. All I'm saying is Blues for life, bro. Come on now. Come on now.
They couldn't do it against all the other teams in New Zealand. And now they're like,
they only lost one or two games in New Zealand. They were the team that was going to beat the Crusaders if they were in the final.
So they had to wait to get to the final.
If it had been the Blues or the Chiefs, I would be talking about different things right now. We'd all be happy. Mm. Everyone would be happy.
So what have you got against your boys this weekend?
There were some small errors that they could have fixed, like some drop balls. I don't know, bad passes or just not catching the ball. You know, and the scrum could have got some work.
Where? In the first half, not in the second half.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, did you see that? How Nipo was owned, bruh?
That was actually illegal. That was an illegal.
It was illegal. It was illegal, yes, but I was owned.
It was illegal, bro. It's about illegal, but it's always funny when you see a prop getting sat on his ass, bro. It looks like a giant toddler in a sand pit.
I wonder.
And then, no, he got owned. Then he got up, and then from the resulting scrum, he gave away a penalty.
I think you're still trying to figure out what the fuck just happened. Because
Korebeti. Well, he had to hit something, bruh. Come on.
He was just looking for anything. You know when you... It's like when you're that time of the night, you know, back in the day, had a couple of drinks, and she's like... I don't care about the rules. I got my goggles on. I don't care about the rules.
Somebody hit something.
Somebody hit something. Yeah, but he was...
I'm going to a couch, guys. I didn't know.
I'd still much rather
have Jacobson.
Well,
at this point in time,
Did you watch the breakdown last week? They basically pulled up stats on the loose forwards.
Hoskins was top,
definitely. But obviously, I think for him, it was the meters. He had the most carries and the most meters gained. Right?
But Jacobson was a workhorse.
Jacobson. Now, that was the crazy stat about Jacobson, that he was in the top five in every category.
For everything. Yes, there we go. Sorry. He was in the top in every category. And Hoskins, that's the thing. So Jacobson is the grafter. So you'd much rather have Jacobson. Because if you don't have, because think about it, right? For the balance of your back row, you don't have a Sam Kane right now. So you have your RD, obviously, at number seven.
Yeah.
You know, doing what RD does best with that leg drive, with those them post-contact meters. Doing what RD does best, pumping them legs, shaking that head all over the place as he's doing it. You know, you've got Mr. Frizzell. Hopefully he gets cleared of these allegations. Busting tackles and doing the grind, you know, making that odd hard carry. But then you've got the defensive work rate of Mr. Jacobson. And that's important. Not even defensive, just the work rate.
Hoskins is a
phenomenal link man. Phenomenal skills. But I still think he needs to come on last 20 minutes, last 30 minutes in a tight game to then offer you that quick hook and just piss off down the sideline.
And he did it for the All Blacks when he came on. Huh?
Yeah. So he must be in the 23. There's no way you can leave him out of the 23. But right now, that starting spot is not yet his. It's not yet his. It's going to be his come 2023, I'm sure. But right now, he needs to
round up his game.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a brilliant player, but he just needs to get that little bit extra just to get him to be, you know, to where he needs to be.
Yeah. Definitely, very true. But no, man, I was just really impressed with the majority of the Blues play, especially AJ Lamb. It was fucking fantastic. Zion Sullivan. Him reeling back the freaking years.
Dude, that guy is, but he's been doing it though, Gav. The honest truth is, I want to be honest, I don't think he's had a bad game this year. He's had decent games, and I think he just does. You know what? You get to that age. I don't know if you remember, if you watched Stefan Tablanch when he came back from overseas, and he was back at the Sharks. He was no longer the fastest guy in the squad, and he was no longer the most skillful guy, but he just did everything right.
Yeah, well, when you've got genetics like that. Well, HB, true. Have you seen Stefan Tablanch?
No.
Even up to now, bro.
This
that guy is,
right now cut. Is in better condition. He is leaner than 90% of the professional rugby players out there. The dude is a machine. He's a freak of nature. He's a freak of nature.
Genetically gifted?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. You can't even throw the chirp we love to throw at the... At the South Africans, there you can't even the man is just, you know, when genetics sometimes people just get it just happens, things just come out right. He's a freak, like he's bad. He was bad news. Sorry.
That's literally Stefan. That's him. Yeah, he's just everything just came together, and he knew how to manage himself.
Yeah, he knew how to manage himself, and yeah. So I guess you're right. You're right in that regard, but it's gonna be very interesting. There's a good weekend actually of rugby. So there's Trans Tasman, and then there's also La Rochelle and Toulouse face off. What is bound to be an epic game of rugby.
Oh. That is going to be big.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good sign for French rugby, though, eh?
Oh, yeah. I was arguing with someone the other day claiming New Zealand was the best team in the world. And I'm as big an All Blacks fan as anyone. But Les Bleus at the moment. Yeah.
You know what? Like, this whole thing, I think at the moment, you know, you can't, I don't think any one side can claim to be the best in the world. You know,
right now, the All Blacks haven't really played yet, but at the moment, currently, it's hard to look past the French.
It is, but then you see the fact that they were beaten by the Scots. You know, they've had a couple of hiccups, and it's for a very young squad. It's expected, right? But I think it's even like when you look towards the Lions tour. Honestly speaking, everyone expects the box to get wiped, right?
But I don't think they will. Know
for a fact that when the box come out, there's just that level of pride where you're like, Jack, guys, we are not coming yet. that's what South African rugby is all about, that dude. There's a lot of pride in that shit, right? And they've got some talented players, and I just think when you watch the individual comps, right, you get this feeling that, oh no, okay, these guys are behind, or whoever's behind, or whatever. But when you put on your national jersey, it's a totally different game. And that is where you see people turn into beasts, you know, they become zombies, and that's all they do. They know what they need to do, they put it out on the field, they leave it all out there as well. So I just think it's hard to call a number one at the moment. It's very difficult. I mean, England, that were wiped by everyone this year in the Six Nations, could still come and take on a Southern Hemisphere side and actually beat them. They could beat the All Blacks. They still can beat Australia and South Africa. So the way things are at the moment, I will not claim. I don't think any team has a right to claim.
I think you're wrong. I think the French definitely can. They definitely can, dude. They definitely can.
Why would you say that? They lost to France. They lost to Scotland, sorry. They lost to Scotland. They lost to, was it Ireland?
No, they beat Ireland for the first time in 10 years in Dublin.
Do they only lose one game?
Yeah.
Against Scotland. They nearly lost to the Welsh.
Yeah.
Close game. Jet team. I don't know. I just find it hard for anyone to claim.
Like, dude, stop being a one-eyed All Blacks fan. At the moment, currently, they are number one in the world. They are the best performing team currently. The All Blacks obviously haven't played, but they're going to play just now. So we'll see.
I guess so. It's a good thing the rugby championship is on this year, a full championship. None of this BS where people are saying, oh no, we can't make
it. What?
The full championship is on, dog.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant stuff.
In Argentina coming there with their tails up.
Well, imagine that's a crowd that's gonna get fucking pummeled now.
No, but the All Blacks, you know what the vengeance does. You know that All Blacks vengeance. You know, like what happened to the French in 2015. Where they came out of that quarterfinal and they're like, no, it's not happening again. It's not happening. You know, that's the thing, dude. I actually think Argentina may get wiped.
So it's going to be an interesting year for SA Rugby then. Interesting.
No, I think the Lions tour, they're going to lose the first test. The box will. And then that switch is going to flip, bruh. That second test, and they are just going to run absolutely freaking riot in that second test, because the Lions will get very cocky a lot, mate, you're out of condition, mate. Okay, I think the box will lose the first test but win the last two, and the third test they're going to win emphatically. And
which test also, are they playing? It's
there are now two that are being played at FNB Stadium and one at Greenpoint, I think, because New Orleans.
And also,
nothing at Ellis Park.
Also, no. I'm calling it. I'm calling it now, guys. I'm calling it now. Mornay Stein is gonna play.
No, of course. yeah, duh, man. That dude is
he's killing it. No, he's killing it for the Bulls at the moment. He was absolutely phenomenal on Saturday for the Bulls for the Bulls when they pummeled the Sharks.
Rock Nation is not doing anything there.
Guys, I am my daughter. Come on. What are you doing to me, Sharks?
Izo and Trevor when they came on. They looked like Nipo and Ofa. They were just killing it.
Yakani throwing dummies and shit. Come on, check this out.
Sharks men lost. Sharks ladies won.
Yeah, 7-5. Talk about a tight victory, bro.
Against who?
Against Poland.
I need to really take some time out. I hope they don't show those games, do they?
They do.
No, they do. They do.
Are they showing them?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on YouTube, free.
Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hopefully, maybe you can put up the link and people can watch some women's rugby. I think it's an area that's really being ignored. I know there's a big fight that's going on in the UK around broadcasting times and how the game is being treated. I mean, you know, look, let's get out there and support the women. That's what I believe. You know, that's only way to get the sport to grow.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll put up the links. I'll put them up or tweet them as well.
All right. Oh, by the way, the Lions and Stormers game was a fantastic game of rugby, actually. Mm-hmm. A really good game of rugby. Came right down to the wire. That Jordan Hendricks, a kid, was so composed, man. So calm, so composed. Really good performance from him. It was sad to see him on the losing side.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. He didn't have the most confident start, you know, but he definitely did grow into the game. But I again, Willemse, what's happening with Willemse?
Damien Willemse.
Yeah.
No, I think he's all right.
That was an okay performance from him.
No, it is an okay performance, but I mean, is he in the right play? Is he in the right position?
At 15, definitely. Mm.
You think so?
The kid who was starting at 10 before Van Rienen.
Yeah.
The kid who hurt his knee, man, he was sharp, huh? He was sharp. Good player, man.
I just think really wasn't given enough time at 10. You know, he it's almost like one of those situations where, okay, we've seen you can play 10. Okay, so we're going to move you to fullback. He hasn't really... I feel that he needs to get a couple more... Well, a year or so at 10. And also at 10 at the highest level and see if we can see a different... just see how he plays at that level, right? I believe he's the next 100. You know, he's going to go out there and be a Pollard. You know, the guy that can play... He will be able to play. I believe he can play inside center, so he'll play fly half. He'll play
Damien Willemse.
Yes, dude.
Nah, you get real.
I'm being for real. He actually can.
Take it.
There was watch this 2028. Take it to Chipo.
Anyway, on that bombshell, I think Vitus has you.
It's honest.
What did I gesture?
He's the next Pollard. Mark my words.
Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us this evening for the majority until like the last 45 seconds. Quality podcast for quality people. Thank you for the love and support. Keep tuning in. We will make it worth your while. From everyone here at the clubhouse, HB, do you want to sign off?
Kick out on Thursday.
Juggling, you've said enough.
Right. I've got one more thing to throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just joking. I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Peace.
Cheers. Peace.